Hey, it's Jamie Sumner, left guard from 1994-95, and this is the Bunch of Nuts podcast with my boys Dan and Cass. Go Bucks.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. I'm Dan, here Big Cass, and we got probably one of the biggest guests I think we've ever had on this show.
One of them.
We've had a couple, but Baby Gronk, absolute pleasure. Love the Zeke jersey. Mr. Gronk, thank you for joining us. We're here obviously today because, you know, the big news is Baby Gronk put Ohio State in his top 30. And I guess really just our question is, you know, what intrigues you about Ohio State potentially, you know, potentially becoming a Buckeye?
Wait, what did you say?
What intrigues you about potentially becoming like a Buckeye, like playing for Ohio State maybe in the future?
I like the town. I like Ohio. I like the jersey, how it's red. My favorite color is red, and my sister's is too.
That's awesome. Yeah, have you ever been to Columbus?
I don't think so.
Not yet. It's a great town, man. You'll love it if you come visit.
I'll tell you what. There's one thing you'll love is if you once you ever step foot in the shoe, it's no other place in my opinion in the country. Once you step foot in the shoe, you're just gonna be like the history. Especially we're wearing that number 15. You see it in the background here, but the history of the running back position at Ohio State, it's unbelievable.
Who do you know that played there back in the day, Ohio State?
Zeke.
No, not Zeke, but another one. I'm just testing you. He played for. Played for the Titans, used to go against Ray Lewis head on.
Running back, right?
Yeah.
The first Titans.
Yeah. First name, Eddie. Last name, you don't know it?
Eddie James?
Nah.
There he is, George.
Come on, man.
He was on the cover of Madden. He was a beast back in the day.
He watched his highlights before. He knows who he is. You know, he forgot that highlight, right? And everybody remembers Maurice, man. Maurice was a
good
player, man. And there's stories like that. That's the hard part.
For sure. Baby Gronk and everything. Like, obviously, we watch the highlight videos, man. You like to go up and get the balls, like, go up high, you know, high point those balls and everything. But, like, if you came to Ohio State, you see Ryan Day, like he has a crazy offense, you know, loves to, you know, really throw it deep and everything. How do you think you would fit into a Ryan Day offense?
Good, because I'll be like Marvin Harrison.
Yeah? would you be like receiver or tight end or like maybe a little bit of both?
I play receiver and running back on offense.
Okay.
He could be the hybrid do it all, like H-back. Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, bring back the H-back.
Yeah.
You know who kind of that dude was? Hayward, Cam Hayward. I remember Michigan State.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Dude's on 11. I know he made it into the league with the Steelers because his brother, but I think he got some playing time. But the dude's 5'11", he's playing tight end. So I think the tight end position is going to change a little bit. If y'all remember Aaron Hernandez, do y'all know how tall he is?
Probably like 6'2", 6'3".
6'1". I was about to say that. Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. You know, but an inch matters, though. I ain't going to lie.
Hey, Eddie George was 6'2", so.
He was different, though, man. That's a different.
What about blocking, man? Are you a blocker? Do you like blocking?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's big. Yeah. You got to block. If you want to play, you got to block. That's the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like this, dude. The generations and times have changed where it's not like when we grew up. How old are you? Are you in your 30s? 20s?
I'm 29.
I'm 36.
So I'm 36 too, 87. The times have changed where these kids are getting more selfish. They're getting self-centered, having a lot of pride, and they want all the glory and shine and really don't know how to work as a team. And it happens in every sport, and it happens at an early age. Pretty much, you know, if you want to play football and make it and be on a roster, you got to be needed. And that's whatever you got to do, that's what you have to do. So that's really what I teach him and how I raise him, you know. So it's pretty like, old school. You know, you just got to do your job. That's it. That's pretty much what I tell him. And he's a humble guy when he plays. He's like a Barry Sanders. He's you see all these kids dancing and everything else. You know, you got to look the same. Act like you've been there before.
Yeah, I've watched a few highlights, you know, doing my little research, you know, of Baby Gronk. And there's there was a lot of things that I saw out of him is, no matter of all the chirping, trust me, I have a nephew that is 10 years old, and he's one of the mouthiest kids on his football team. And my brother and I, we always get on him like, dude, you can't be like that. And there's one thing I've seen out of Baby Gronk's highlights. He doesn't back down from any type of challenge, but what he does is he shows it by his skills and on the field, and just walks right back to the huddle, you know, and just kind of like Marvin Harrison Jr., like he said, like, you know, being like Marv backed it up by showcasing his skills. And that's what we've seen out of Baby Gronk in his highlights.
Yeah, if you want to emulate any Buckeye man, Marv is like the perfect one to copy. My question, I had another question for you, Baby Gronk. Like, you obviously are like really talented, you know, you play multiple sports. Our basketball program, you know, hasn't been great the past for a while. Hasn't been good for a while. Any chance you would consider being a dual sport athlete for us and, you know, potentially hooping for Ohio State if that, you know, was an opportunity?
I might be playing football and baseball.
Football and baseball. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Our baseball team needs help too.
I hope you can pitch.
Yeah, he plays a lot of baseball, man. We play baseball tournaments every weekend, and the plan is to sit him out next year of tackle and rest his body and the hits and everything else, and just work on the things he lacks and you know, take care of him and pretty much take like a little college tour and go to the games and everything else. And, you know, visit, you know, see a couple games. We really go to a lot. We go to like we've been to an A&M game. What other college games?
LSU
game. But I know every stadium and every college, you know, it's all different, man. The energy is different. The fans are different. And, you know, I think Ohio State's, you know, probably going to make the schedule.
Yeah, you gotta check out the Horseshoe, man. I mean, if you come up for a game, you definitely want to, like, word of advice, I would say probably like a mid-October game is probably when you're going to get the best weather here and everything, the best experience. Cass, you have anything to add to that?
If you want the ultimate experience, the Ohio State-Michigan game is no
– Oh, yeah.
I know it's late November, it's cold, but – the Ohio State Michigan game is one of a kind, and it is a game that I've marked off my bucket list three times. I've seen it up in Ann Arbor once, and I've seen it twice here in Columbus. But that's a game if you want to come up and see the Buckeyes. But I'm going to throw another one out. If you want to see the Buckeyes but see them on the road, go to Happy Valley. Mm-hmm. Granted, it may not be a whiteout experience because the way the TV revenue is now, but Happy Valley is probably for Penn State is probably the place to go to see Ohio State. And luckily for the Buckeyes, we know how to win over there.
Yeah.
Baby Gronk, I saw you put Michigan in your top 30. I just gotta ask why. Why, man? he's giggling.
Put it for Jim Harbaugh.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have Clemson in there, so let's see, Michigan and Clemson. I mean, but just like anywhere around the country, if you're going to have Michigan or Ohio State, you're going to have both of them in your top 30. Plain and simple.
You know what's crazy, dude? And y'all remember as kids, y'all would wear the jerseys and want to be like the football players, and y'all play outside and act like you were that player. You remember those times?
I used to think I was Devin Hester back in the day. That's who as crazy. Like I used to, like, I don't know. I thought I was like Devin Hester or like Reggie Bush. Those are the two guys. Clearly I'm nothing like them, but like,
well, here's the deal now, man. We put top, have y'all seen the articles they released already on the top 30?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but the thing is, dude, we just said top 30. Can a kid not dream of going to Division One, playing with colleges? It's just the world we're in today. They just can't see no one succeed, really. And I understand that what we're doing is a lot different and it's real rare. It's probably going to be the first of the kind. You know, there's never been nothing like this, I don't think. Athlete slash influencer slash everything else we're doing. But I just don't understand, you know, how. I mean, I get it. I understand it. I see it. But, like, man, dude, like.
There's haters.
If you don't, if like, your kids.
Yeah. No, I feel bad because, like, you've gotten some hate. Like, I know, like, the Bussin' with the Boys guys, like, Will Compton. He's, like, he's a major hater for no reason. Like you're just trying to be a good dad, like, trying to raise your son the right way and everything.
Yeah, but I understand where Will's coming from because – so I do a lot of things on purpose, man, to get the engagement and get the clicks, gotcha. Get the comments. But we treat the internet by itself, man. Who he is as a person – and how he trains and how he behaves and how he goes on with his business, it's a whole different thing. So
I think
Will Compton, you know, he's a – so when his numbers are low, he needs to talk about things that are getting numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what everybody does. You know, so there's no hate towards Will. You know what I'm saying? I understand where he's coming from. And Bussin' with the Boys, it's lost a little of its buzz, and it's dead season right now because football's not on.
It's kind of like when – Stephen A. Smith is trying to put his two cents in during football season. Like, you know, basketball's not going on right now, so he's got to throw his two cents in about football. Yep. It's basic like that. We know, like, trust me, you know, we're just minor media that, you know, we do our podcast for fun. Dan and I both have our own separate, you know, jobs and lives out of here. We do this for all fun and games. And to me, as a podcaster, that's all I want is I just want to have fun. Like, if we bring on guests on, you know, we're going to have fun with it, you know? And that's, you know, that's why we, you know, we bring on Baby Gronk.
Yeah. Also that, you know, so the people get to know, like our local listeners get to learn like about, you know, who Baby Gronk is and everything. Cause you know, you just see the articles that, you know, some of these big places put out and stuff. And you think like, oh, he's, and then like, he turns out to be a great, you know, young man and everything. I have a question for you, Mr. Gronk. So I just had a son recently, actually, my first son. As a dad, like any advice you give, just like parenting, like, and just for my son,
man,
like, him.
Just love him, dude. Love him and appreciate the time and spend every time. Time is the key, dude. Time, you know, the way the world got us work. You know, they got people working 9 to 5s and they're, you know, going to school and. You really don't get that time, dude, and it goes fast. And that's really all I would say is try to manage your time well with your kid, dude, because you're going to look back and say, man, I wish I would have did this and did this. And pretty much, man, you know, teach them a lot of traits, you know, because everything ends. School ends, sports ends, family ends, you know, people, we die. You know, you got to teach them how to survive. It's a bad world. It ain't the time to bring, you know, it's bad, dude. And but that's really all I gotta say, you know, what how I look at it. I got a daughter too.
Is she playing any sports or is she like young?
No, she plays. She's 7. She plays basketball. She'll probably be a basketball player.
Awesome.
So their mom is about 5'8", you know, so she might be about 5'8", 5'9". She got it, dude. She just has to get her routine down. You know, pretty much what I did at an early age with him was put in work ethic, teach him character, teach him not to break, like, in his mindset and how to overcome things. So I pretty much instilled that from 6 to 9 years old real hard. And, you know, it's worked for sports, it's worked in school, straight A student, worked for him being respectful. You know, so that's what I would do. You got to show them tough love, but show them love as well.
You talked about school and you get straight A's. That's awesome. That's, you know, that's excellent. Baby Gronk, what are some of your favorite subjects in school? Like, you know, you got to have a favorite, you know, and mine was PE, not going to lie. I was very competitive in PE.
I was a history nerd.
And I liked history. But what are your favorite subjects?
My favorite subjects are math and PE.
Yeah.
Right, right there it is.
Math's tough, bro. Like, I don't like math, man. And, like, my job revolves around math. So, like, if you love math, that's awesome.
So, I have to ask, though, you know, you're a very great athlete, But what do you do for free time? Do you play a little video games? Are you Xbox guy? You're a PlayStation guy? You play Fortnite? Do you play Call of
Hey,
Duty?
my boy had to get off the games. He was getting addicted to Fortnite, and I had to get him off it. My boy's throwing controllers. Hey, you know he plays Madden a lot, Fortnite. What else? The 2K.
2K.
2K. You know, but he took a break from video games, man. Try to focus more on, finishing up this year for school.
Oh, yeah.
And getting done. But I mean, sometimes whenever we travel, we'll take a PlayStation with us and he'll play the games over there. We got some crazy stories. Did y'all see everything that when it came out, man? We got a hell of a story, dude. Like the
Well, let's
way,
hear it.
man, we're the reason why NCAA banned unofficial visits to take photo shoots, right?
Really? Really?
Man, so whenever we were on the college tour, so what happened was we went to an LSU camp and a guy comes out that works for LSU, said, "Hey, you want to take a photo shoot?" I said, "Yeah, we'll do it." So when we took that first one, all the colleges started accepting it. So I was like, "Man, this is a new thing." So we're gonna start hitting them all. I had friends that were college coaches that played high school with me, so I'd hit them up. So we took a whole college tour, went like seven schools. I think Louisville, Kentucky, Oklahoma State. What else? Purdue, all these schools, right? And by the time we go viral, we went viral like three or four times. We were the number one story in sports for 5 days. We were trending on Twitter for 5 days. On the NBA Finals, they showed our story on TV,
That's
and then it
wild.
hit like it went from who was Baby Gronk. New York Times tweeted something out, hit like 50 million. And so what happened was that this guy calls me on the phone. It's a New York Times a reporter, and we're in West Virginia, about to go to West Virginia the next day, and I'm in the restroom, dude, and I'm doing an interview on the phone, and this guy's just asking me questions. I'm trying to hurry up, so I just tell him. He's like, "What does he eat, man?" I said, "He eats salmon and rice." I had just drank some coffee, dude, so I was kind of pumped up, and
Hey.
I was like, "Man, that's I was real short and simple," and then he comes out with this article, dude, like, if I don't feed him, and he's a machine, he's a, it goes crazy, dude. The whole world goes crazy, and then this podcast, dude, we did a podcast with. I knew them. They work with NFL players. I'd go to their house, dude. I was pretty close to them. Well, they wanted attention, so and they knew that we would do content, so we would make it funnier, and we'd like like actors, we'd edit it and everything else. Well, he released some stuff to Barstools that whenever we were like behind the stage. So then that goes viral, dude. And then now I'm the worst youth football dad in history. And then it's like, oh, it's pretty much like LeVar Ball. And then do
Nobody
they
could
come?
be as bad as that guy.
I
No,
like
hold, but
LeVar. I like LeVar.
no, but you gotta give it to him though, man. I mean, he was successful, dude. His kids are all, they're all right. But what happened was New York Times mentioned something about the colleges and everything else. How are we taking these photo shoots and all this stuff? And that's what I think like a month ago or 2 months ago, they changed the rule.
That's wild. So you guys like basically impacted like NCAA football. That's crazy. That's awesome. I mean, awesome story. I don't know if it's an awesome outcome, but it's crazy like how that happened. Was that the Livy Dunn photo too or whatever? Or is that the different time?
Oh yeah, that's the same time.
Same
Libby
time.
was the first of our, yeah. And we got a pretty good connection with her, man. It's not like, that was I mean that was big. And the crazy part was that video got like 5 million and it didn't go viral and it got picked up like 3 months or 4 months later and just started going crazy.
That's wild. Yeah, it's crazy. Like once it's out there, it might just come back out a couple months later. That's how the internet works.
Hey, with the NCAA game coming back out in July, is Baby Gronk a future cover athlete for NCAA?
You think he'll be on the cover one day?
You gonna be cover? You might be the first athlete to be on the cover of Madden and NCAA.
You know what's gonna be crazy, dude? All this stuff on the internet and all this, y'all see everything. Imagine Baby Gronk when he gets the Division I offer, dude, and he dresses up. But just imagine high school. once how people are going to be there. He's in fifth grade right now, so you talking 3 more years to build the platform and the name to make it even bigger, dude. It's going to be. I mean, it's Netflix might cover his whole high school career. I think that's what, man.
3 more years, soon, you're just like better yourself. I mean, I'll share this story with you. Do you remember Baby Gronk? There's a wide receiver for Ohio State, and his name was Terry McLaurin. And he's pretty good in the NFL right now, if you haven't heard of him. When he came to Ohio State, he came for a camp, and Urban Meyer told him he wasn't good enough and told him, basically, you got to catch 200 balls a day, 200 passes a day, like repetition. Dude went, did it for a couple months, came back, earned a scholarship, and then obviously became, an NFL draft pick, pro bowler, playing for the Commanders, 1,000-yard receiver, stud. So, I mean, just like what your father's kind of instilling in you, like the discipline, that's what we need here at Ohio State. Like, that's what it's all about, being a Buckeye. I just want to, let you know that little story about Terry McLaurin.
And Joe Burrow, too. If you look at Joe Burrow, Urban Meyer said he threw like a girl. And then next thing you know, unfortunately, things didn't work out here for Joe Burrow. I mean, fortunately, we had Dwayne Haskins, but look what Joe Burrow did. Joe Burrow puts in that work ethic. It's scary. Like, it's pretty good and stuff. So there's some great things. What state are you guys out of again?
We're in Texas.
Again, you go back to the Netflix. That's a four part series, Baby Gronk's high school Texas football career. Yeah. As much as we love high school football in Ohio, Texas is number one in America.
Yeah. What did y'all think about Quinn going over there, dude? Y'all know he was leaving the whole time?
Yeah, we had an idea.
I was more frustrated that he got a free car and then bolted. I don't know. It was a little frustrating because we thought he was going to be a stud, and like we were really excited to watch him play. And then, like, if he didn't leave, he would have played for us this year. And imagine Marv.
You would have played last year.
Yeah, like imagine the team last year that lost to Michigan and everything. Like imagine that with Marvin Harrison Jr. and Quinn Ewers. Yeah. We would have been filthy. We would have been unreal.
I think with the reason there was a lot of hate on Quinn, and I think we were probably one of the few podcasts, I can't remember when this talked about, that didn't really downgrade this kid, because we get it. Like, unfortunately, I think that's why Quinn is the reason why we're in a quarterback predicament now, I think, and why we're struggling right now, is because we expected Quinn Ewers to be our quarterback, and I get why Buckeye fans could be like that. So, yeah, I love Quinn. I really do.
Yeah. No, nah, man, we got a tie with Quinn, man. One of his 7-on-7 coaches, Coach Quinn, when he was in high school. He runs, like, I guess, the best 7-on-7 program over here in North Texas. Texas Epic.
Yeah, no, it's like, it wasn't like, we're not mad at Quinn. It's just unfortunate. It's just the way it is today, like, the with college athletics. It's just like,
it's going to get worse.
Yeah. It's going to get worse. I mean, like, NIL is a big factor. I'm sure it'll be for, this guy one day. It's just, I get it. Like, you got to go get your bag and stuff. It's just, I wish there was just a little more loyalty, but it is what it is,
Hey, you'll see loyalty whenever your kid starts playing. You'll be switching up teams every year. And you, of course, is the worst.
Yeah, exactly.
My niece up here in Ohio, like, great softball player, stopped playing softball because of the toxicness of softball up here in Lancaster, where I'm from.
Yeah.
But
lost a
Yeah. We got like another couple minutes. Before we one last question, Baby Gronk. I don't know if you saw on TikTok. I have to ask this because someone actually asked us. Big Justice. I don't know if you know Big Justice on TikTok. He's like one of the Costco guys. He called you out. I'm not sure if you have a response to that one.
Hey, did y'all ever hear about Baby Diggs?
Uh-uh. Baby Diggs, yeah.
Oh, I do marketing, dude. So I got about 300 kids. All these kids have, I created the whole babies, the minis, so a lot of these kids on the internet that have fan bases, they're all under us.
You gotta do my son. He's baby. My son is Troy, and his last name's Smith. So he's baby Troy Smith. So hey,
we'll do it.
Who's
the Ohio State quarterback? Troy Brown?
Troy Smith.
Troy Smith. Troy Smith.
Heisman winner.
Did Troy Smith play over there?
No.
No. He didn't. Troy Smith was Maryland receiver.
And he played for Baltimore.
And then yeah. Niners.
Crazy though, dude. You remember Ted Ginn when we met him in Ohio? We were doing a ceremony, whatever, awards. And Ted Ginn gave a speech, and I had to give one right after about marketing. But it was cool meeting him, and then I talked to his dad for about 10 minutes, and I was asking his dad how he raised him. And he raised him pretty hard, man. You know, so it was good hearing what he said, you know, because he was successful, Ted was.
I've been following Ohio State football since 1994, since I've been a young lad. And I dig deep into stories and stuff. Troy Smith was actually – he was coached by Ted Ginn Sr. and basically was Troy Smith's father figure in high school and basically got Troy Smith to come to Ohio State. And it's a great story. Of course, Jim Tressel and all that stuff.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. But we got about 40 seconds before Zoom kicks us off. Baby Gronk, Mr. Gronk. Thank you so much for coming on this episode, the Bunch of Nuts podcast. We appreciate you. And we're just like, we're rooting for you and just hope you have a really good, successful life and career, man. And we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.